Russ, thanks very, very much for those interviews, and what great emotion from the Lewis family, and such a huge accomplishment to be a freshman state champion, and the way that he did it. I mean, he just never gave up, never quit the pressure, and I'm so glad that the way that the match went, that it was pretty well explained and called out. You know, you saw that coming, that it was going to be a stall call. You hate to see the official be part of the decision, like but it's the rules. It is the rules, and it has to be followed. And the kid was running away, and he got a warning from the official. He should have had the point taken against him before the verbal warning, but the official said to him on that break with 8 seconds to go, you got to do something. And hey, Russ, your mic is still live as we go into the second period here.
Well, we had, I think it was Donnie Schmitz. He won by fall from Wapsie Valley in the Class 1A championship over North Lynn. And right now, the team standings in 1A is Lisbon, 123.5. Gilbertville Don Bosco, 117. So it's a possible race for 1 and 2. And with Wapsie Valley Fairbank, or I'm sorry, Denver in third with 86. Wapsie Valley would be in fourth place. Where we're at team-wise in Class 2A is Dubuque-Wallert leads with a score of 84. New Hampton has 76. South Tama, 71. And then Ballard, 69. And with the win from Matthew Lewis has jumped Centerville over PCM. They have 59 points, and PCM has 58.5.
But PCM's got a finalist.
PCM has a finalist and can still score some points there. So good showing there for Southern Iowa. And then if we look at the 3A, we have Fort Dodge with 140, Waukee 139, and Southeast Polk 130.5 is your top three. So we got a close, very close team race in almost all of them, maybe except Class 2A, where Dubuque-Wallert looks like they've already wrapped it up. But Fort Dodge has three more wrestlers out right now, and
I think Waukee right might just have one.
One of them is up right now, 7-3. So, interesting night yet.
Oh, hey, there's a 3-0 lead for Brady Chris from South Tama County. And with a minute left in the match, Matt Roberts from Davenport Assumption dumps Fritz onto his back, a big 4-point move at the edge of the mat, and now it's 4-3. So it was 3-0 for the first 5 minutes, and now it's 4-3, and it is Davenport Assumption on top in Class 2A, 132 pounds, and the officials are going to go over and talk about it, but the clock says 59 seconds, 4-3 the score, and that was a feet-to-back move there for Matt Robertson from Davenport Assumption. He's a senior, 45 wins against 4 losses. Brady Fritz from South Tama County, also a senior, 46-3.
You guys, you were just talking about team scores. I was in the tunnel a little bit ago with Centerville head coach Matt Johnson, and he's rooting against PCM right now. He's hoping for a loss.
Well, he wants to be there in that fifth place finish.
Absolutely, he wants five.
Top five. Yep, top five.
All right, right now it is Fritz trying to get away with 30 seconds left in the match from Robertson at Davenport Assumption. Fritz from South Tama County was ahead 3-0, and he got dumped on his back by Robertson on a nifty toss at the edge of the mat, and it was a 4-point move before Fritz was able to get to his base. And now Fritz is trying to come out the back, and there are 14 ticks left on the clock. We're going to should have a stalemate, 9. And it's going to run out of time for Fritz. Fritz is going to lose 4-3 in this scramble. It will be a championship for Matt Robertson from Davenport Assumption. And a tough loss for Fritz. He led that whole way. And just one big move for Davenport Assumption, 4-3.
Hey, yeah. Guys, I'm down here in the stands again with Coach Jamie Cochran of the Sheraton Wrestlers. And, Coach, I want to talk to you about your wrestler, Gabriel. Group to a third place finish. Of course, everybody that comes up here wants to win the whole thing, but you got to be pretty proud of that young man.
Yeah, I mean, Gabe's been a tremendous asset to this team this year. I mean, he's definitely a hard worker. He's just kept improving over his past couple years there at Sheraton, and I feel bad that he didn't get to the finals where he wanted to be, but he can't hold his head down for it with a third place finish. And part, I think he just set school history as being the first four-time state place winner at Sheraton, so he needs to keep his head up high, and I hope to see Gabe back on the mat sometime in the future, and on a competitor's form or maybe a coach's form, and we'll wait and see what Gabe decides on that end. So,
as a coach, when your wrestler loses in the semifinals, it's got to be a little bit of mental work for you to make sure he's ready to bounce back and try to wrestle for third place. What goes into that as a coach?
So me and Jay had to dig deep into our pockets and try to find our psychology degrees, because that's a rough situation. I've seen it in the years past all the time up here, and we talked about that. We touched base about that with the weeks coming forward, and how this postseason is a bit of a mental game, and you got to be headstrong. And Gabe weathered through it, and it was rough. It was rough to get going, but he weathered through it, and I'm glad to see that he did that, because I think he had some fun today. I mean, he wrestled hard. He wrestled open, and I could tell he was just kind of enjoying it today. So I was glad he got that opportunity. So,
and he actually, I apologize, he lost in the quarterfinals and battled his all the way. And we're gonna have the presentations here with Caden Kozarich getting a third for Centerville. We'll get to that in just a second. But tell me about where your program's at. What's your about at Sheridan?
Oh, where we're at right now is with the first year coming in there. We're really excited. I'm excited about the numbers. I got lots of support from the community, from the staff, and we'll just wait and kind of go from there. We're going to continue to work on the off season. We got some kids coming through, and
All right, Coach, congratulations on what's going on there, Sheridan. We'll break from that just for a moment so that we can honor Caden Kozarich here, and then we'll come back to Coach Jamie Cochran.
All right, great job there with that Morton Buildings mobile microphone by our very own Russ Oker. Russ, we had a good time this afternoon, got to know Russ a little bit better. He is a professional broadcaster, and I think he brings a lot to the broadcast, being a professional and enjoying the amateur status that you and I do, Kevin. You know, we've got a little bit more liberties as amateurs than what the professionals do. We haven't signed any code of ethics or any paperwork, waivers, or any of that.
Well, that's true, but here's what I can also tell you is the time that you spent with Russ today is going to fulfill your time for Russ for the entire year.
That's enough.
So you don't need to spend any more time with Russ until next year when we come back here, because this much goes a long ways.
Kevin Cochran is holding his fingers really, really close together when he says this much, but it is really great to be able to bring all this high school wrestling to you folks from Wells Fargo Arena, and want to thank Joe Millage for all the equipment that we have so that we can bring it to you here, the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships on 96.7 KIIC.
Sans the printer, as you would say. Minus the printer, we're going to have a printer for you next year.
We don't need that printer right now. We only have three matches to look at right now.
Yeah, that's right. It's good to have Russ helping us out, especially with the great showing that that Centerville had. Of course, Aiden Reeves, Albia, stand and be proud. Stand tall. You've got Aiden Reeves, your two-time consecutive state champion. Congratulations. But, yeah, it's good to have Russ here. His contract was not renewed with a competing radio station, so we picked him up, and he's now got the pitch. Sports show on Facebook, and they're doing a fine job with Mike O'Connor and others with the sports there out of Centerville. Appreciate the help.
All right, we got a standing ovation going on at Wells Fargo Arena right now. It's the fourth one that we've had. The first one was when Teske here, who's getting it again, pinned his opponent. The second one was when Alex Thompson achieved his win, and then when the 1A champion was crowned, Thompson, there was a standing ovation, and we just got another one. Same weight class, we had four-time state champions here tonight. History being made at Wells Fargo Arena. So,
you guys, I want to come back down here to Jamie Cochran. That we honored those four-time state champions, and we're visiting with you real quick. We'll wrap up about your program and what do you guys need to do to get where you want this program to be? What do you see are the needs for your program?
Oh, I mean, with any program, I mean, we're going to need to get some numbers in. We're going to try to build from the bottom up. We need to get a good little feeder program for our junior high teams, and then from there we're going to eventually start getting them prepared to make that high school transition. So I've talked with our assistants and our, all the way down from our middle school all the way down to our youth programs, and we're going to reevaluate it. We're going to let this weekend kind of settle in, and then we'll probably revisit after next week's AAU state championships, and then we'll kind of take a look at what we need to do for the program. But overall, I'm pretty excited. I think we're all pretty excited, and I look for big things for Sheraton in the future. So,
all right, Jamie Cochran, the head coach of the Sheraton Chargers. You are listening to KIIC Radio, Thunder Country. It has been, guys, thanks for the compliments. Kevin, I love you too, bud. It's always great to hang around you. And we got some great wrestling still to come, but I got to tell you, one of the greatest things that broadcasting brings to you is the ability to share in wonderful moments with people and their families, and being able to do that with the Lewis family and the Reeves family from Albia, it's a special thing. And I think as those of us that have been in it a long time look back, one of the things we're grateful for is you get to be there with families in some of their best moments.
Absolutely, Russ. That is a great thing, and it's fun to bring it through our radio waves, through this broadcast, into the homes and cars of the listeners here on 96.7, something that wouldn't be possible without that Morton Buildings Matside mic that you're carrying, the sponsors that are helping us bring this broadcast to you, including the Sinclair Tractor sponsorship of our broadcast booth. We'll set up these matches for you here in Class 1A. It is a 42-1 senior from Gilbertville Don Bosco. Gable Fox will be trying to get a championship against Grettinger Terry's Colton Roth. He's a senior with a 48-2 mark. So that is a couple of pretty stout wrestlers here in Class 1A. We've also, Class 2A, we got Blockus and Miller. And Class 3A, it is Dentis and Stewart. And we're going to have a little bit of scoring right away in Class 2A. A takedown by Blockus, and Miller gets the escape. So that is the scoring that we've got here in these 138-pound matches. Blockus was from New Hampton, and Miller is from Ballard, so Ballard of Huxley. And in Class 3A, not really a team point a match here. It's Des Moines East, DeVille Dentist against Zach Stewart from Perry.
So. Well, we talk about these schools that are out there, Gilbertville, Don Bosco, in a tight team race, and so is New Hampton, as they're in, I believe, second place to Dubuque Waller. So anything that these guys can do and get bonus points with is only going to be to their advantage. In Class 3A, Zach Stewart of Perry going against DeVille Dentist of Des Moines East. Dentist is in the CIML with the Tumwa, so I've got to watch this young man wrestle several times. Quality opponent, and I think he might have been the number two ranked wrestler all year. The number one did get knocked off, but not the normal Class 3A final that you would think of. But Dentist, only a junior on the year.
Yeah, he's 44-3, and Stewart is a senior from Perry, 54-5. Marcus from New Hampton has gotten himself into a 2-point lead. It's 4-2 as he gets the escape at the end of the first period, and the wrestlers will go to the second period. Miller gets the choice. He takes down. Blockus will cover him. 4-2 the score. New Hampton leading that one in Class 2A. In Class 1A, Grettinger's Colton Roth is all knotted up with Gable Fox from Don Bosco. What a name, Gable Fox. Who do you suppose he was named after?
Well, Gable? I'm guessing his first name would be named after Dan Gable.
It could be maybe his dad was a carpenter and he liked to build gable end doors on barns. You know, which end of the barn was that? Oh, it was a gable end. My grandpa, he built that gable end. Maybe that's why. You don't know. Hey, right now, New Hampton is on his feet against Miller, and that's a 5-2 score as Blockus from New Hampton busts out. And you think about that gable end for a little while, and then when you come up with something smart, you can give your amateur comment to it.
Here's what I'm going to tell you right now. A, is the guy wrestling? Is he wrestling in the state finals right now?
Looks to me like he's not, winning a state
he's
final.
He's not named after a gable end on a house. Okay?
No, it's a barn.
Barn, whatever.
A house doesn't have a gable end. A barn does. You should... do you have anybody in your family that's a carpenter, Kevin Cochran? Right now, New Hampton's up 5-2. That's Blockus He's on top of Fowler's Jarrett Miller. And Gable Fox, his dad or grandpa, the carpenter, is ahead 7-3 against Colton Roth from Jettinger. This is real
reality TV.
Reality radio here. Tight winning class 3A. Zach Stewart from Perry on top of DeVille Dentist from Des Moines East. Man, I wish we had a Southern Iowa connection to any one of these wrestlers. If you could call us on the Southern Iowa Technology text line and tell us how we could tie someone that is from south of Highway 92 into these matches, call us at 641-799-1437, and we will make your comment public on Reality Radio here on 96.7 KIIC.
And, you know, that carpenter, he might have built a barn for one of these families down here.
Absolutely, and it might be in the Barn Hall of Fame.
Hey, we do have a shout-out. Back to reality, by the way. We do have a shout-out. Congratulations to all the Southern Iowa wrestlers. So proud of the guys from Centerville. Congratulations to Matthew, Nate, Caden, and Tiger. And that is from Lynn Ferkins. Thanks for listening in, Lynn.
Yeah, thanks very much to Southern Iowa Technology for their text line. Also, thank you very much to GNP Insurance, Crazy Metal Art, and McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon.
Pepsi Mahaska Bottling, Penn Central Mall there in Oskaloosa. Joe Sinclair and Quality Ag Service. Southern Iowa Technologies bringing you the text hotline. And that number is 641-799-1437.
Also, People's State Bank, Sinclair Tractors, Summers Car Credit, the Ammons Family at United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate, and Works Concrete.
All right, we are about halfway through. We're in the third period here in Class 2A. 7-4 is the score. Blockus, the undefeated wrestler from New Hampton, is beating Jarrett Miller from Ballard. New Hampton is needing to get those team points to try to move up in the race as they sit in second place.
Class 1A, Gable Fox from Gilbertville Don Bosco is doubled up on Colton Roth. Scoring that one as the third period begins is a 10-5 advantage for the Don Bosco wrestler. It's 10-5, Don Bosco's Gable Fox over Colton Roth from Grettinger. Blockless now with a 7-4 advantage. Less than a minute left in that match. That's Class 2A action for you here, folks. We are in the 138-pound championship matches here. Classes 1A, 2A, and 3A live here on 96.7 KIIC. The live stream on KIICradio.com. We'll have a couple of Southern Iowa tests here. And we're going to bring you live coverage of Harlan Steffensmeyer from Fort Madison. His match. We've got the Southern Iowa Technology text line going at 641-799-1437. And got congrats going to Aiden Reeves and Alex Thompson. Very well deserved from Dylan Pigsley. So Dylan listening in on 96.7. Arkansas boy. All right. Here we go. And time is winding down here in the third period of all three of these matches. There are only 28 ticks left on the 3A clock. And it is Zach Stewart from Perry on his feet against Des Moines East's DeVille Dentist. And DeVille Dentist trails by the score of 3-1. So a takedown here in the final 19 seconds. He could tie this thing up. He's putting pressure on. Might be able to get a stall call against Stewart from Perry. But he's just not doing quite enough to get that stall call.
No, and there's almost five seconds left. It's going to be a 3-1 score. Looks like Perry is going to get crown a champion.
And also champion in Class 2A at 138 pounds, it'll be Michael Blockus. He is your 2A champion. And the Class 1A champion is going to be Gable. Well, there's 9 seconds to go. Gable Fox is running away from Colton Roth. Roth is in on a single. He gets the takedown, and it will make the score 11-10. So a little closer than Gable Fox thought it was going to be, but that's what it was. All right. So let's give you the champions here in Class 1A at 138 pounds. It is Gable Fox. In Class 2A, it was Blockus. And in Class 3A, it was the wrestler from Perry at 138 pounds. So congratulations to those wrestlers. We'll take a break now, send it back to Shane, and they'll take a couple minutes here and give the awards out for the 132-pound champions. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back with live wrestling coverage in the 145-pound matches right after this break.
Did you know that one of the benefits of a new year is the new vision material benefits, such as glasses, contact lenses, and exams? Your health insurance has started over new. Why not use those vision benefits now? Don't wait until the end of the year. Get into some hip new stylish frames now. Make 2018 the year for better vision and re-accessorize your face while you're at it. Schedule your annual eye exam and upgrade your glasses and contacts at Ottumwa Eye Care, Sheraton Vision Center, and Osceola Vision Center. Visit mylocalvisioncenter.com.
Hi, it's Ryan Ammons with United Country Real Estate, and I'm excited to announce we've moved to our new location, 1010 South Clinton Street in Albee, Iowa. We'd be happy for you to stop into our new home and assist you in finding your new home or next farm. We want to encourage all our athletes to do your best, and you'll find success.
And the world's all right.
Alex Guthrie is a street musician who dreams of his music being heard by millions. American Family Insurance is making that happen. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
A lovely day.
For details, contact agent Philip Griffin. Call 641-628-1581 or stop by 604 Liberty Street, Suite 133 in Pella today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, American Family Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Whether you're in the market for a custom sign to put on your office building or looking for someone to design and fabricate the structural steel for a new office building, or you might just have an idea you want to talk to us about, feel free to stop into our store at Denalbia, Iowa, Crazy Metal Art, located two blocks off the northeast corner of the Albia Square on Benton Avenue East. Or contact someone from our sales team, Doug Wolfer at 641-226-3364, or myself, Sonny Schroeder, at 641-455-8415 to discuss your next project.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
Let's go back Matt's side on KIIC. Here's your pinning combination, Joe, Kevin, and Travis.
Kevin Cochran is Joe Sinclair. He's down. He's got his shoes off already, and he's been taking some of his other clothes off in here. It's a little warm, but my gosh, Joe Sinclair.
Well, he's got his shoes off. He's got his shirt not off. He's down to his T-shirt, and I figure out, I told him, I said, just make sure those pants stay on. Because if he takes those pants off, where's he going to put his pliers at and his knife and his gun?
You know, when we come in through security, they want him to check his pliers at the door. This is a pliers-free facility, from what I understand. Hey, Mr. Russ Oker, in just a few minutes, is going to have Aiden Reeves' folks. So Albia fans, get ready for that. Joe Sinclair will call for that here in just a little bit, as soon as some of the congratulatory photos out in the hallway are getting finished up with the Reeves family. But we'll throw it over to Joe as we get ready to wrestle here in just a little bit. But Albia fans, Albia residents, get ready for listening in and hearing from Russ Oker talking to Aiden Reeves folks. Joe?
Absolutely. And you know that family deal, the photos, it's awesome. Saw that Class 2A champion at 32, that Robertson kid. You know, he had the big four-point move to get the win in the final 30 seconds of that match. And as soon as he had his hand raised, hugged his coach, and leaped over the wall and ran up the steps and into the family that was waiting in the horseshoe watching him. That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. Right now, we're going to have some 145-pound matches out here. They're still giving the awards out. Drew Bennett from Fort Dodge at 132 pounds is being awarded his championship medal.
Russ, do you want to wait till the next break, or do you want to go now, or what do you want to do? We'll get him a chance to turn his microphone on.
We got to see.
That's where you can hear us better. Not yet. Tell us what section you're in. We'll swing the bat wing antenna around. 104, 105, we're heading out of that area. All right, yeah.
We'll shoot it right at you.
Anyway, 132 pounds, we just watched Gabe Rupke
third place finisher for Sheraton, get up on the stand right there. And then right before him, which we forgot to talk about, Caden Kozarich, third place finisher for the Centerville Big Reds at 126 pounds.
Great effort here for all the Southern Iowa wrestlers. We'll set up the 145-pound championships for you. Another Lisbon kid named Siebricht. It's Cooper Siebricht, a senior, 50-5 on his season, going up against Woodbury Central Mobile sophomore Wade Mitchell. Mitchell with a 47-8 record. Class 2A 145-pound competitors will be from Crestwood Cresco. That is a storied program. Ryan Steffen, a senior, 37-8, going up against Austin Rosenboom, a senior sporting a 25-2 record from Boyden Hole, Rock Valley.
Hey, guys, I'm out here with Aiden Reeves' parents, Aaron and Kristen. Just got an opportunity to share in a great moment with them out in the corridor taking a lot of pictures. And I'll start with Mom, Kristen. What's your day like waiting for this match? It's got to be a long day.
It's a very long day. I'm a nervous person, so I just tried to sleep today and chill out, but it's too long for Mom.
Well, he got the job done with a pin fairly quickly, so at least once the match started, he didn't make you squirm much.
No, I had a little chat with him, like, can we just go out there and get this done? And I usually don't watch his matches, and I actually watched tonight. It's the first time. I didn't watch it all last year, his finals match, so it makes me too nervous, but yeah, he did wonderful.
He's a two-time state champion. Do you ever get tired of hearing Aiden Reeves, state champion?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's a family tradition. We've got several in our family, so he didn't have a choice. As he was a kid, so you're gonna do this. No, it's just wonderful. He's a good kid and he works his butt off, you know, so he deserves it.
Well, you can tell, that's for sure. I got Dad Aaron here too. Would this be a good time for him to ask for a new car maybe, or
it wouldn't do him any good?
All right, take me through your day as a dad. Did you have a chance to talk to him today before the match?
I did. We sat in the room, discussed a few things. I said, hey, you know, you don't ever count anybody out. We don't know. I mean, I know Jack Gockle, good family, good kid. But his wrestling ability, we don't see him that much because he's from Northern Iowa. I said, you just go out and do what you do. Stay on your offense. Don't let him slow you down. You'll be fine. He says, Dad, he said, there's a whole group of kids in my bracket that just haven't separated themselves. They're all good, but I think I'm pretty comfortable with where I'm at right now, and I think it'll be all right. We'll be okay.
And so now you guys get to sit back and just take in some wrestling and enjoy it. That's got to be a nice feeling after the win.
Yeah, we've got a great friend and family with Lucas Rowland and his family. We got to get a victory for him. Mom's battling breast cancer, of course, and we mentioned that earlier this week. So we got to make sure he's doing what he needs to do so he can win also.
Now, Caleb Reeves out there, that's a relative?
That's our nephew.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we saw, you know, we had a chance to interview Caleb earlier today, and what a fantastic young man. I was so impressed with him. But what a moment seeing those two guys hug out there.
It was. It was awesome. They're only 3 weeks apart in age, so.
And 6 feet apart, and almost size-wise, right?
And, you know, however many pounds. So, yeah, no, Caleb's a great kid. He's done awesome, and he's going to go on to college, and he's going to do great things there, too. So.
Well, we have no doubt. It was such a pleasure to visit with him. I noticed you had a lot of family out there. Aunt Steph said she's been texting in the KIIC hotline and sending out her best wishes. Who all's out there? Who all was here tonight to cheer on?
Oh, gosh. We had Aunt Stephanie, Aunt Amy, Aunt Craig, or Uncle Craig, excuse me, Uncle Clark. I mean, we just had, I don't know, probably 30 of our family that were here. We're just a huge wrestling family, not to mention our extended wrestling family that came to support him. So we're lucky. Live in a great community where he gets wonderful support, and we really appreciate that.
Well, congratulations. Thanks for letting me share in the moment with you guys. I tell you, it's a special thing when your children do great things, and Aiden's a lot to be proud of, a two-time state champ, and we have no doubt that he's going to be a three-timer, but there's still a lot of work to do, and next year's a ways away. But what a great moment. It's what it's all about. It's why we're here. It's why Kevin and Joe spend 3 full days nonstop broadcasting, and why Travis and Joe Sinclair put their time in, and Jason Summers usually is, because you want to be here when the great moments happen and bring it back to the folks that can't be. So what a great thing, visiting with with Kristen and Aaron Reeves, Aiden's parents. A lot to be proud of. Guys, back to you.
Hey, Russ, thanks very, very much for that great interview with the parents of Aiden Reeves, a two-time state champion for your Albia Blue Demons. A great job there, and that is a good job on the Morton Buildings. Matt's side, Mike, got to say thanks very much to the Reeves family for that gracious interview. Right now, we are going to have 145-pound matches being contested in Class 3A. There is no score in the second period as it begins between Cade DeVos from Southeast Polk and Mason Hulse, the senior from Boone. DeVos is a junior with a 38-3 mark, Hulse a 44-3 mark on his season, and now they'll share a takedown and an escape. It makes the score 2-1. It is Southeast Polk's DeVos on top.
In Class 1A, you got Cooper Siebert of Lisbon trying to extend their team score lead, and he leads by a score of 1-0 over Wade Mitchell of Woodbury Central Mobile, 47-8 sophomore campaign.
And we just got a pin here, and it is going to be Cresco Crestwood's Ryan Steffen gets the pin over Austin Rosenboom, I believe that is Rosenboom with a pin, and it might have been because of an injury. Let's see, got to make sure that we get the, no, we got it right the first time. It's Steffen from Cresco Crestwood. He gets the pin, and there's an injury to his opponent from Boyden Whole Rock Valley, Austin Rosenboom. Might have had something to do with the pin, but it's the legs that they're working on, so not as severe as if it was.
I think it's an ankle.
Not as severe as a back or a neck, but you still hate to see a kid get hurt. That's a 2A 145-pound match just completed. It will be a championship for Cresco Crestwood's Ryan Steffen, and call that one in 2 minutes and 34 seconds. All right, we're still wrestling in Class 1A. Cooper Siebricht has a 1-0 lead over Wade Mitchell. That is Woodbury Central's Wade Mitchell and Lisbon's Cooper Siebricht. Pretty good match down there here in Class 1A. Southeast Polk's up 4-2 in Class 3A. And want to thank everybody listening in on 96.7 and the live stream on KIICradio.com, that Thunderbolt app. A couple of those that are listening in is my mom and my sister and my brother. So, Kevin Cochran, you got to be nice here for the rest of the broadcast to make sure that there's, you know, my mom doesn't think any less of me because of something that you say up here in this Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth.
So for the next 2 hours, you're trying to tell me I've got to talk to you politically correct?
I wouldn't say politically correct, but polite. Politeness is what we're looking for here.
Professional?
Professional politeness.
But we're not professionals. We're just amateurs.
Oh, that's right. We are amateurs. We are amateurs. But we don't have to talk about Gable Ends on Barnes anymore because there's nobody left wrestling named Gable. So we got that going. We got that going. Right now, we got a 1-1 tie in Class 1A, 145 pounds. Wade Mitchell from Woodbury Central Mobile is all knotted up in the third period with a minute to go. It is 1-1. The wrestlers are on their feet. And there's a 2-point takedown for Lisbon with 35 seconds to go. 35 seconds left in this match. Lisbon, Cooper Siebricht leads now 3-1. He's working a deep waist ride in on Wade Mitchell, the Woodbury Central Mobile man, and they go off the mat. We'll reset it back to the center of the mat. Mitchell gets set. He'll be covered by Siebricht from Lisbon. Still 4-2 over in Class 3A. That is Southeast Polk's Cade DeVos against Mason Hulse from Boone. So that's I believe that's the only finalist for Boone here. And now there's an escape for DeVos. Makes the score 5-2. We'll get back to live action. Class 1A, Lisbon's Cooper Siebricht is covering Wade Mitchell. Wade Mitchell busts out of there. And with 20 seconds to go, he's got an escape to make the score 3-2 as they go off the mat. 22 ticks left on the Class 1A 145-pound championship clock here on 96.7. Siebricht from Lisbon, backed up now by Wade from Woodbury Central. Mitchell from Woodbury Central. Wade Mitchell shoves him off the mat with only 5 seconds to go. I don't believe either wrestler has been called for stalling, so it's going to need to be a takedown and a whistle violation against Wade Mitchell from Woodbury Central. He needed to have that Mitchell. There's a shot in there, a couple of them, a stall call against Siebricht, but it was the first one, so he will be your Class 1A state champion. And really well wrestled match there, Class 1A, Kevin.
Yeah, another state championship for Lisbon, though, as we've watched, I believe, Cale Happel win a state title, and I think maybe one other wrestler may have won a state title from Lisbon tonight. I need to pull that up and see where we was at.
We've had a good day of broadcasting here for you folks. It started this morning at 10 o'clock. We got the place matches in and then had our medal matches in our afternoon rounds and got everything all set up for our evening finals. Had a great treat for everyone when Centerville had three natives inducted into the Iowa Wrestling Hall of Fame here at the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. And right now we just finished up the 145-pound bouts, and we saw Southeast Polk's DeVos get the 7-2 win over his opponent. And now would be a really good time to send it back to the station, get a couple of commercial announcements in while they give the awards for the 132-pound wrestlers here. 138-pounders are going to get their awards, and we will be back in minutes here at Wells Fargo Arena. Don't go anywhere. It's Joe, Kevin, Joe, and Travis, and Russ, live from Wells Fargo on KIIC. Be right back.
What an exciting year as we get to this point of the year with the state wrestling tournaments in Iowa, and, of course, basketball tournaments coming up as well. Iowa, a great place to be at this time of year. Iowa's a great place to be, too, if you want the best in education. And if you're considering open enrolling your student for the 2016-17 school year, March 1st is the deadline for approval. You need to get the forms picked up in your local district office, or I'll suggest to you, too, the Albia Community School District office at 701 Washington Avenue East in Albia. The reason I say Albia is because of the terrific academic programs. They emphasize 21st century skills. They emphasize technology and getting ready for your career and for college. They also have wonderful scholarship opportunities like the Dellavedova Trust Fund. Their state-of-the-art facilities continue to improve at every level. They're terrific, and they have great teachers, terrific athletic and fine arts programs as well. It's all part of the Blue Pride Way in the Albia Community School District. Consider open enrollment there. You'll be glad you did.
Whether you're in the market for a custom sign to put on your office building or looking for someone to design and fabricate the structural steel for a new office building, or you might just have an idea you want to talk to us about, feel free to stop into our store at the Albia, Iowa Crazy Metal Art, located two blocks off the northeast corner of the Albia Square on Benton Avenue East, or contact someone from our sales team, Doug Wolfer at 641-226-3364, or myself, Sonny Schroeder, at 641-455-8415 to discuss your next project.
Zapital Spraying Service in Albia for all your custom spraying applications. From herbicides to insecticides and everything in between, Zapital Spraying Service here to feed the soil for optimum growth of your crops and control the weeds and insects that are trying to ruin your bottom line. Give Travis a call to schedule your appointment and see what works best for your fields. 777-5916. That's 777-5916. Zapital Spraying Service in Albia.
Let Jody McCoy help you find your dream home. Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties has sold over $35 million in real estate last year. Now is a great time to consider buying property and lock in interest rates. We have buyers, and I can help you get the most money for your property, too. For the real estate service you deserve and the person you trust, contact Jody McCoy, real estate agent with Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties at 641-799-4450. Good luck to all of the wrestlers. Take pride in how far you've come. Have faith in how far you can go. Leave it all on the mat.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
Horses are like human athletes. They require a superior nutrition program to keep them at the top of their game. Stop by and see the team at Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to pick up a bag of Purina horse feed today.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
When you discovered something you truly love, did you start a company so you could share that love with everyone? Well, that's how Green Mountain Grill came about. By the love of grilling on a wood fire, Green Mountain Grills were born. They're now top of the line, best of the best, and not overpriced. And to top all that off, they also believe in providing the best customer service around if you need anything. Get your own Green Mountain Grill at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, and you'll soon see what there is to love about grilling on a wood fire. Bluff Creek Archery for your Green Mountain Grill and wood pellets.
Sheraton Valley Electric is committed to providing member customers with safe, reliable, cost-effective, and environmentally responsible electric services. Your Touchstone Energy Co-op values renewable energy sources as important options for meeting our members' energy needs. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
Don't get hit by a ton of bricks this tax season. Let Boyle & Henderson help you file your personal or business returns. We offer tax preparation and full-service payroll and bookkeeping services with offices located in Albia and Oskaloosa. Call Selena, Annie, or Amanda at 932-7567 at Boyle & Henderson to see how they can help you.
Let's go back Matt side on KIIC. Here's your pinning combination, Joe, Kevin, and Travis.
2018 Iowa High School State Wrestling Championships. We're working our way up to 152 pounds here on this championship Saturday night. I'm Travis Zapital here in the Sinclair Tractor Broadcast booth with Kevin Cochran, Joe Sinclair, Joe Millage, and Russ Oker. Got a 152-pound match down here at Class 2A. Isaac Judge, South Tama County. And he is going to be wrestling Kyler Reck. I say that right, Kevin?
Reck. I don't know, but a junior, 46-3 on the year. Looking like in 1A, we're going to have Caleb Crawl from Wapsie Valley Fairbank, a junior, 34-5 on the year, versus Trey Brisker, the 51-1 senior from Wilton. But the feature match for us here at 152 pounds is going to be Harlan Steffensmeyer of Fort Madison, 42-2 on the year, going against Cade Laura of Fort Dodge, another senior, 44-3 on the year.
Underway here in the first period of these 152-pound championship matches. Judge of South Tama County gets a quick two-point takedown now. He's out in front in his match.
Here at Steffensmeyer and Laura in a scramble situation to get stalemated, and they come back to the center. Fort Dodge looking for another victory to try to extend their lead in Class 3A a little bit. Laura, a nice, very close, but their feet did go out of bounds. Here comes the assistant official. He's going to try to make the call. Brian Gray is the head official. I would not give this 2 points. I would not have given that 2 points, but they do. But they do give the two. I don't believe both of his feet were in. When he maintained control is the key. When he maintained control,
yes,
to give the two-point takedown.
Still 2-0. Isaac Judge of South Tama County out in front of Kyler Rick of Spirit Lake. Spirit Lake Park. Class 1A. Caleb Crawl, Wapsie Valley, and Trey Brisker of Wilton. Brisker of Wilton out in front in that match, 2-0.
I believe Brisker is the number one ranked wrestler. I know here at Class 3A, Steffensmeyer knocked off Stotts of West Des Moines Valley, who was the number one ranked wrestler. And I believe Steffensmeyer was, I'll pull the rankings up, and I believe Steffensmeyer may have been number two.
First period comes to a close in the judge match. Isaac Judge, a 47-2 senior, ranked number one coming into the tournament.
No, Steffensmeyer defeated Stotts, the number one ranked wrestler. Laura of Fort Dodge is the number two, and Steffensmeyer is the number three wrestler in Class 3A at 152 pounds. In 1A, looks like Trey Brisker of Wilton is number one. Caleb Crawl of Wapsie Valley is number four. And in 2A, we have Isaac Judge is number one, and Kyler Reek of Spirit, was it Reek, is the number four. So
Top quality opponents here. Stephens Meyer, 19 seconds left, and in the first period, he trails 2-0 as Laura has done a nice job of riding him. Here's what you're going to see when you get on top is that Stephens Meyer likes to put those legs in, and he is tough on top, and he can turn you from any direction. But Laura's got the leg in right now as the final seconds tick down here in the first period. We're going to get the flip of the coin by the referee, Brian Gray. It was Stephens Meyer's choice. He deferred, and Laura is going to go on his feet.
Isaac Judge, South Tama County, is out in front 5-0 now. 40 seconds left to go in the second period.
I think probably the next feature match we're going to bring to you at 160 will be Nelson Brands of Iowa City West, looking for his another state title. Stephens Meyer is going to get warned for stalling here as they are still on their feet. He gets in on a single leg, needs to kind of cross it over and switch it over. Laura trying to defend it off. Stephens Meyer does a nice job. Pulls him out of bounds. Nothing given. So still a 2-0 score here at 152 pounds with 115 remaining. The updates on the other matches, 5-0 Judge over Reich and 2-0 Brisker over Crawl in 1A.
We have a snailmate here now on the 2A mat.
I'm wanting Stephens Meyer to here to get a takedown. I'd really like to see this young man. You talk about tradition in a community, and Stephens Meyer is the name. It's about as big as Pickford when it comes to Fort Madison. And he does get a two-point takedown here. And this is where I like to see Stephens Meyer work.
He is going to run that butcher.
Rolls him through it, doesn't get the back points, but here's where you're going to see those legs come in. He is just tough on top, but he's getting a little bit high here. Hopefully we can maybe earn a stalemate. We've got about 20 seconds left.
Yeah, Isaac Judge from South Tama County still 5-0 score. Just under a minute to go in that third period. Back underway here. 45 seconds to go. Class 2A, 152-pound championship.
Well, and they restart in 3A. There's 10 seconds left. Stephens Meyer still trying to get the tilt in. A 2-2 score. It's going to be Stephens Meyer's choice in the third period, and we're going to see what he does. Barely kind of escapes. Laura almost had the escape or possible reversal there, but Stephens Meyer is going to go down. As Laura did choose neutral.
Trey Brisker of Wilton extends his lead 4-0 here against Caleb Krall. And another 2 points. That's going to be 6-0 now in favor of Trey Brisker. Class 1A. 5 seconds left to go here for Isaac Judge. He's in on a deep double leg shot. Time's going to expire. And Isaac Judge will be your 152-pound Class 2A state champion.
They get fleeing the mat. So now we have a 3-3 score fleeing the mat. It's on Stephens Meyer. But he did get the escape. So now a takedown is going to possibly win this match. We got a minute 15. I was just trying to look here at last year's results. Cade Laura was in the finals last year, but was defeated by Nelson Brands at 152 pounds.
Stephens Meyer in on a single leg shot now. Switches off to a double on the edge of the mat. Gets the two-point takedown.
Stephens Meyer was the third place finisher at 138 pounds. So he's jumped two weight classes. That's pretty big going from your junior year to your senior year. But he's a good size 52-pounder. Steffensmeyer leads by a score of 5-3. 57 seconds left on the clock, and Laura doing everything he can to try to shake Steffensmeyer down because Steffensmeyer has the legs in. He can't get too high here. Otherwise, Laura is going to come out, and the problem is, Travis, it's hard not to give up a reversal when you hang that high.
Yeah.
You know, versus if he's just riding, he can afford to just cut him.
Steffensmeyer likes to get up high on those shoulders.
He does. He does like it. We always talked about you want to keep your hips lower than your opponent, but he's okay with having them higher there. But he's eating some clock up. There's 22 seconds left. Another stalemate. I can't remember if Steffensmeyer's been warned for stalling or not, but he did give up the fleeing the mat call. I'm surprised they haven't stopped that from potentially dangerous for as high as he was off the mat. We got 10 seconds left, and he's still, Steffensmeyer clinging on to the
legs.
There's
going to be a stall call and a point.
And there's the point. So, yes, he did.
Yeah, 7 seconds left to go. Steffensmeyer gives up a stall point there. 5-4 is the score. 5 ticks left on the clock here, and there's going to be a potentially dangerous. 3 seconds.
Which is the exact same thing he should have called earlier. And not giving up the stall call because he was, both of his feet were off the mat.
3, 2, 1,
time up.
Steffensmeyer.
State championship for Fort Madison, Harlan Steffensmeyer, 152 pounds. A runner-up finish for Cade Laura, now 2 years in a row, a Ford Dodge. But congratulations to Harlan Steffensmeyer and Coach Ryan Smith of Fort Madison. We had Isaac Judge beat Kyler Reich of Spirit Lake Park by a score of 5-0, and Brisker wins over Caleb Krall. But I think we're going to take it back to the station quickly as they do the awards, and we're going to come right back here at 160 pounds. Feature match, Nelson Brands. Are we going to take, is the station in there? Are we taking it back to the station, or do we got to keep talking here?
This is Brent Yeager, store director at your Elbia Hy-Vee. We're proud to support Elbia Athletics and other school events and activities. We know today's youth are tomorrow's leaders. Go Big Blue, and let's bag a victory at your Elbia Hy-Vee.
Eastern Iowa Tire in Centerville is proud to support our area wrestlers. Wrestle hard, plant hard with Farm Hard Rewards from Firestone Ag. Right now, get $100 off all eligible radial and bias tires. And don't forget to join Eastern Iowa Tire and Davis County Tire for their Farmer Appreciation Event coming up March 16th in Centerville. Eastern Iowa Tire is new and now expanded to Centerville. And their mechanics will do more than just tires. See them right across the street from your Centerville Hy-Vee.
Hi, it's Ryan Ammons with United Country Real Estate, and I'm excited to announce we've moved to our new location, 1010 South Clinton Street in Albia, Iowa. We'd be happy for you to stop into our new home and assist you in finding your new home or next farm. We want to encourage all our athletes to do your best, and you'll find success.
Let's go back mat side on KIIC. Here's your pinning combination, Joe, Kevin, and Travis.
And we are back live at Wells Fargo Arena. We got the Morton Buildings mat side mic, and actually it's more of a Morton Buildings up in the air mic. We got Joe Millage in his random interview segment here at the 2018 Wrestling Championship. So here's a random interview by Joe. Take it away, Joe Millage.
That's right. I'm over in 303 right now. This is a random interview, random microphone. And what's your name, sir?
Ernie Pate.
Where is Ernie from?
Bettendorf, Iowa.
Bettendorf, Iowa. So Class 3A, you had some wrestlers here. First of all, we're as high as you can get. So Ernie decided to just kind of stay above the fray. He didn't want to be on TV. He didn't want to be on radio. So he said, I'm going to go to the top floor of Wells Fargo Arena, and I won't have to be on TV, won't have to be on radio, but we caught you, Ernie.
Yes, she did.
What wrestlers are you watching here from Bettendorf?
Will Jefferson, Mason Morris, Griffin Little, TJ Cole, Aiden Evans.
Very good. And just tell me real quick, what do you do back in Bettendorf?
I own my own company in electrical.
Well, listen, you're going to get some free advertising right now. All you got to do is say what your electrical business is.
Pate Electric.
Bay?
Pate.
Oh, it's P-A-T-E, Pate Electric. And your daughter's name is?
Bailey.
Bailey's here with her dad, and they're having a good time, Joe Sinclair, and we're having a good time over here as well. Now, what kind of music do you listen to on the radio back in Bettendorf?
Country.
So if you were in southern Iowa, you'd probably listen to Thunder Country, I would imagine, K-I-I-C.
Of course.
We're picking up listeners over here, Joe, all the way at the top floor of 303. It's Ernie and Bailey on the random interview mic. Thanks a lot, you guys.
That's Ernie and Bailey from Pate Electric in Bettendorf, Iowa, and want to make sure that they know about that classic country sound that you can get on 96.7. You can get it on the World Wide Web at www.kiicradio.com, along with the Thunderbolt app that you can download from the App Store, either on Google or on your Apple iTunes, or not Apple iTunes, but what do they call the Apple App Store? The Apple App Store? It's on there. Yeah, I'm a very technologically...
iTunes,
yeah, whatever it is. You can find it, and you can have 96.7 on your device downloaded, and you can listen to these live wrestling broadcasts on demand. You can get an instant replay of all this stuff. Joe Millage has got that set up. If you want to listen to a football game from 2012, he's probably got that archived in there somewhere, too. So, hey, we are going to roll right now into these championship matches. We're going to have a Nelson Brands from Iowa City West out here. It is going to be a real good event here. It's 160-pounders going to be coming out. We got John Heinrich at 1A against Brennan Swafford from Minneapolis. So there's that tough bulldog from Minneapolis going to take the mat in 1A. Got Luke Hageman against Josh Ramirez in Class 2A. And a feature match here is going to be Nelson Brands from Iowa City West against Iowa City City High, Wilfred Catahoo. So, hey, I had a text in from Tracy Hammes down in Jefferson County earlier talking about the farm show, the Southeast Iowa Farm Show in Fairfield. And I didn't realize it was such a big deal, but you can go to seiowafarmshow.com and learn about it. But they got Little Texas playing in the band at 7:30 that night, and they're the artists that made famous the song God Bless Texas. They got a couple of special guests. The show goes from 9 to 3, and it's a pretty big deal, and I didn't realize it was such a big deal until I downloaded the brochure for it. So if you're interested in that, it's www.seiowafarmshow.com, and it's March 3rd. So got that shout out to Tracy and the crew, and they heard Brendan Lunsford from Fairfield get a medal today for those Fairfield Trojans. It was a good match for Brendan. I think he got seventh place points today, didn't he?
Fifth place.
I knew he won his match. Yep, very good for Fairfield. And right now, we are just underway, 160 pounds. Folks, got a good one coming for you in 2A. Swafford is on the mat. He's had a real good season for the Minneapolis squad, the Bulldogs. Also got Nelson Brands going against Catahoo. So that's kind of an Iowa City matchup there. City High against West High.
That's a district rematch.
District rematch will...
And I'm going to guess the result's going to be the same as it was that I watched at districts.
Nelson Brands won that one?
We'll just say handily.
Handily. Okay, well, we'll bring that one to you. See if I can get my track wrestling back up here. Make sure I get all the names and schools right for you folks. Is even though we're amateurs, we want to be good at it. That is our goal. We want to entertain, and we want to inform. We want to see it and then say it, and then you know it. Here we are live from Wells Fargo in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth. Broadcast being brought to you by such great companies and people as Dan and Pat Johnson. I want to thank Dan and Pat Johnson. They're proud sponsors of this wrestling championship here at Wells Fargo Arena, and they wish all these wrestlers, they wish them all good luck.
We got some texts coming in on the hotline. Says Harlan Steffensmeyer, dad was a two-time state champ at Fort Madison. The other two Steffensmeyers were qualifiers for Fort Madison this year are cousins. But lots of Steffensmeyers in the...
There are Steffensmeyers in Lee County, and there are Griners in Washington and Keokuk County. A couple of German names, and most of them I've met are good folks.
Well, you get a good shout-out. Thank you for covering the Steffensmeyer match.
All right, that was from C.J. Hamm, our UPS driver. Got to thank everybody for listening in on 96.7. And if you're just outside that Big Thunder Country footprint, you can catch us on the World Wide Web. Once again, that is www.kiicradio.com. We've got Brennan Swofford from Minneapolis in a tight match here with Heinrich in Class 2A. He leads that one by the score. That's Class 1A, excuse me. He leads that one 2-1. It's Swofford from Meepo over Akron Westfield's John Heinrich, 2-1. That is in the closing seconds of the first period. Takedown for Swofford, escape for Heinrich. Class 2A, it is Beckman Catholic's Loke Hagman. He's at 0. He's been taken down by Josh Ramirez from Waller of Dubuque, and that is going to be important in that Class 2A team points race.
And in Class 3A, Nelson Brands gets another takedown to extend his lead to 10-4 at the end of the first period. So he's up 10-4 first period. And looks like, if I say this right, is it Cadaho from Iowa City City High is going to go down, and Brands is going to cover him.
Closing seconds, first period action at 160 pounds, Class 1A. It's a takedown for John Heinrich. He adds those 2 points to his escape that he got, and that makes the score 3-2.
We've got an action here on 2A. One of the wrestlers gets thrown to his back and gives up the near fall. And then gets reversed immediately. I don't even know who's who in them singlets. They're both white. But all I do know is over here on mat number 3 is Nelson Brands has Cudaho on his back. Takedown, feet-to-back situation.
Looks like he's got that butcher pretty tight.
It's going to be 15-5 as they go out of bounds.
Class 1A, 160-pounder championship match. Swofford from Minneapolis comes out in the second period. Off the bottom, gets to escape, ties that match up 3-3. Those wrestlers are on their feet. And meanwhile, Class 2A, it was Ramirez from Wallert throwing Hageman from Beckman Catholic to his back. So a couple of good wrestlers there. 6-3, Dubuque on top of Dyersville.
And to give a shout-out to my brother-in-law, Toad Sales. He's listening in down there in Centerville. We give a shout out to Tucker Black. Today's his birthday.
All right, Tucker Black. He was a medalist here, what, 3 or 4 years ago for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont?
Tucker and Megan, sister Megan, yeah, is still wrestling, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, Megan Black, yeah. I think, might be the only girl to ever get a medal at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships.
That is a fact.
Yep. No girls wrestled at the state championships this year. There were some girls that did wrestle throughout the year, like maybe a couple of district qualifiers. Hey, here's a nice Kelly move in here by Minneapolis's Brennan Swofford, and he gets a two-point takedown out of that here in the second period with just 18 seconds to go. He gets the lead now, 5-3. Swofford from Meepo over Heinrich from Akron Westfield.
All right, well, Brands goes on a single leg. Cadeau tries to throw him over, and it's no good. Brands gets the takedown, gets a three-point near fall, and
Tech fall.
Wins by Tech fall by a score of 22-7. That's a Tech fall in 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
All right. Hey, if you don't think that fish is good for you on Fridays, look what we got going on down here in Class 2A 160. You got Beckman Catholic from Dyersville, just about 20 miles down the road from Dubuque Wallert, and those two grapplers are out there in Class 2A fighting it out for a state championship. So Luke Hagman trails Josh Ramirez, and that is Beckman Catholic trailing Dubuque Wallert. And we do have a shout-out to Jim and Charlie's. We know that Charlie is a great brat maker, and he is, I got a text, he's working on a fish brat for Fridays during Lent, because we all know that barbecuing brats is a all-year event. And we got a picture in here from the Reeves boys, Caleb and Aiden. And what would you say, is foot and a half difference in their height?
He is a lot taller.
We need to upload the picture of Caleb and Aiden Reeves.
Yeah, I'm on it.
To the website and the Twitter feed.
And back on the blacks, you've got was it Tyler? Was that right?
Tucker.
Sorry, Megan. And wasn't there one more?
Maddie is the youngest girl, and she is wrestling, and I believe she's going to be a freshman next year.
That's right. And of course, Dad Matt. Probably why his daughter's name's Maddie, but Dad Matt Black, big wrestling fan we've had on the radio before. Great wrestling family.
Yep, and they are good for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Right now, it is a four-point move for John Heinrich. He takes a 7-5 lead in Class 1A, Akron Westfield over Mediapolis there in that one. And we are in the third period with right at a minute to go, I believe, in Class 1A, 56 seconds. 7-5 the score. Class 2A, it is all Josh Ramirez from Dubuque-Wallert. He's got the 8-4 lead over Hageman. It's third period action there. Now we got a takedown by Swofford. He ties this thing up in the third period. So great one coming for you here in Class 1A, folks. We will keep it here on 96.7 and give you this great 160-pound championship match. It's Brennan Swofford from Mediapolis in a 7-7 tie with John Heinrich from Akron Westfield. And a escape at the edge of the mat. No, there's not escape. They went off the mat before the escape was awarded. So we'll go back to the center mat, reset it with 25 ticks on the clock. Swofford covers Heinrich. The Mediapolis wrestler on the top in a 7-7 tie. Heinrich from Akron is on the bottom. Now a crossbody ride by Swofford, trying to break down Heinrich. And Heinrich rolls right out of that with 12 seconds. Gets the escape, and he's head 8-7. Now, backing up is Heinrich. Swofford bringing the pressure, but there's only 5 seconds to go. He doesn't realize how short the time is. Now 4 seconds as they go off the mat out of bounds, and it looks like Heinrich from Akron Westfield is going to prevail here. And it will be an 8-7 win for Akron Westfield's John Heinrich in an exciting 160-pound championship match. Brennan Swofford goes down by the score of 8-7 for Mediapolis. So good 160-pound action here. Live from Wells Fargo. Hey, folks, if you are interested in a Morton building or any kind of building, Morton builds them strong. It starts with a strong foundation. You can visit MortonBuildings.com to find out about their exclusive Morton Foundation system, which uses concrete for the strongest building yet. Morton Building, standing the test of time. And we were so glad to have Morton sponsor our Matt Side microphone this week at the 2018 championships.
You think they put gable ends on any of their buildings?
Every one of their buildings will have a gable end. Absolutely.
Oh, dear God.
There'll be two of them on each building.
I know.
There we go.
Absolutely. Here we go right now. It is the final ticks for Josh Ramirez. He is your 160-pound 2A champion for Dubuque. Wallert gets his hand raised as the champion. And like Dan Gable said when we interviewed him here a couple years ago, everybody here is a winner. He said if everything goes right, there are no losers in a wrestling room on the wrestling mat. Everybody's a winner because you prepare correctly, you keep yourself out of trouble, you don't do the drugs, and it's a great thing. Both kids are winners, even though only one gets his hand raised.
So that is a true statement.
Hey, Joe Millage, if we send it back to the station right now, is that going to be okay, or do you have any more random?
No. Coming out of the break, I'll have a random.
Okay, well, we will send it back to the station while we get some honors and awards made here for these 145-pounders. We've just wrapped up the 160-pound weight class for you here. We'll come right back and set it up for you at 72. It has been great all week here at Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7. We'll send it back to the station for just a minute. And don't go anywhere, folks, because we will have an entertaining random interview with Joe Millage when we come back right after these messages.
Call the Albia Brewing Company to dine in or carry out pizzas made from scratch. Try the Brew House, Mediterranean White, or the Vegetarian Pizza. Call 932-4085.
If you can dream it and it's made of steel, KMA Steel specializes in structural and miscellaneous steel and can work with you from your engineering design concept all the way through shop drawings, fabrication, special coatings, and delivery. We can even help with assembly and erection of large projects. Commercial and industrial buildings, canopies, stairs, guardrails, handrails, ladders, trusses, you name it, and we can design and build it. Contact someone from our sales team, Doug Wolfer at 641-226-3684, or myself, Sonny Schroeder, 641-455-8415.
Contact Wirtjes Concrete for all of your concrete jobs, from a patio to a driveway to a basement. Wirtjes Concrete can help you with all of it. Call Wirtjes Concrete today at 641-799-5586. That's Wirtjes Concrete at 641-799-5586.
You know, there are a lot of schools represented here in these wrestling tournaments, and of course, they're all excited and they're all backing their own wrestlers. We all like to back our own kids, don't we? And of course, we all want the best for our kids. If you're considering open enrolling your student, though, to another district, remember March 1st is the deadline to get approval. You need to pick up forms if you're considering that at your local district office, or, as I suggest to you now, the Albia Community District Office at 701 Washington Avenue East in Albia. The Albia schools are known for their excellent teachers, their terrific athletic and fine arts programs that they have that are just second to none. They have a Blue Pride way that gets community involvement. And I'll tell you what, their facilities are absolutely terrific, whether it's their PK Center at Kendall that's new, their Grant Elementary, their Technology Center, their modern high school. Their scholarship opportunities are incredible, as are their academic programs. It's all in Albia. Great place to open and roll. Hope you do so. Hope you consider it.
Let's go back Matt's side on KIIC. Here's your pinning combination, Joe, Kevin, and Travis.
And we are back live at Wells Fargo Arena with what we want to call Randoms with Joe. This is the American Family Insurance Phil Griffin Agency sponsored Randoms with Joe, Random Interviews with Joe Millage. Joe Millage, take it away.
Well, we're over now in section 305, and we go all the way, Joe, we go all the way to the top. I think we're maybe, I don't know, is this 60 rows up? We go to the top because this is where people don't want to be found out. People try to hide. They don't want to be on TV. They don't want to be on radio. So what do? We take the microphone to them. What's your name, sir?
Alex Jackson.
Alex Jackson, where are you from?
Polk City.
From Alex Jackson from Polk City, and you're here to see who?
Just anybody. Anybody good? Anybody good competition? Just watch it all.
What have you enjoyed so far, Alex?
Just a lot of the quick action going on. A lot of movement. I like the fast paced matches. Standing around doesn't do much for me, but the fast pace.
And you didn't wrestle, right? But you're interested in wrestling. That's pretty cool.
Yep, I've always followed wrestling ever since probably third grade or so. I've always followed it. So yeah.
And Alex, is it Johnson or Jackson?
Jackson.
Jackson, what do you do in Polk City?
I template countertops.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, not many people do, but I measure them. I use a high-tech machine and make them look good when they go in for the installers.
What's the company name up there in Polk City?
My company name is Consolidated Kitchens, or CKF. We're based out of Urbandale, so yeah, pretty good outfit.
So if I need to refinish my countertop, I'm calling Alex Jackson at Consolidated Countertops.
Yes, yes. You call me, and we can do whatever you want.
All right, very good. Thank you for helping us out here live on the radio. And I'm just going to guess who I came across, Joe Sinclair, as I was doing the random mic. I came across none other than, what's your name, sir?
Caleb Reeves.
Caleb Reeves is all the way up here, Joe, in 305. He's got his girlfriend. The manager, what's your name?
Gabrielle.
Gabrielle, you help manage the team? So what are your responsibilities?
Well, mostly during meets, I do the book, and so I just make sure I keep track of all the scores.
So you're just keeping track of the pins from Caleb, right?
Yes.
Very good. Well, I'm just going to sneak down here, and can I say hello to this person? Okay, this is girlfriend. What's your name?
Devin.
Devin, are you from Sigourney?
No, Pekin.
Okay, from Pekin, and mom's name is?
Kelly.
And wouldn't you know it, we have the coach. Coach is right here all the way up in 305 as well.
Craig Reeves.
Craig Reeves is the coach of Sigourney Keota. Mason Dye, Caleb Reeves, great, great wrestlers. Congratulations, coach. You've done an outstanding job. You've raised a great kid here, too. We've enjoyed having him on the radio on Thunder Country KIIC. Congratulations. Thanks for letting us have you on the radio. And Joe, that's going to go. We'll send it back live to you in the booth.
Hey, that was some of the best randomness. Want to thank Phil Griffin Agency from American Family Insurance for sponsoring that randomness. And I think we're going to make that a regular segment here as these championships progress. Hey, we're going to have some good matches here for you. Started off with Class 3. It's going to be Ben Saracen from Cedar Rapids Kennedy, undefeated on his senior campaign, against Waukee's Anthony Zaka Jr., 46-2.
Class 2A, Dubuque Wallert back out on the mat again with Colton Bartow, a senior, 44-3, going up against PCM's Lucas Rowland. This 170-pound match going to be brought to you by the fine folks at GNP Insurance and Crazy Metal Art. That'll be our feature matchup. Class 1A, it's Lisbon out there again. Bryce Wiederman, a senior, 48-5, against Gabe Pauly from AHSTW. And he is undefeated, 55-0 here at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships.
I think our focus is going to be on Lucas Rowland, a PCM, here in the Class 2A match. A 0-0 score 1 minute into the first period.
It is 0-0. We're just underway here in Class 2A 170-pound championship. It is Lucas Rowland, a junior, 48-1 on his season. He's on his feet against his Dubuque Wallert opponent, Colton Bartow. The wrestlers are pummeling. A couple of very well-built upper body wrestlers. Pretty good legs under both of them, too, but you'd say that in the gym and the workout room, they'd be probably excellent at the bench press and pretty darn good at the squat as well. Rolling now, circles to his right. Tries to get a little hand control on Wallert. Now ducks under, gets a double leg, locks it up, and dumps him off the mat. Gets the 2 points, and a little bit of controversy there from the Wallert coaches. But I agree, he had his toes in.
He was definitely in.
He had his toes in. So it's a 2-point takedown, and that is the lid off the scoring can for Lucas Rowland. He leads now 2-0. He gets reset with 27 ticks left on this first period clock in Class 2A, 170 pounds. Want to shout out to the fine folks at Sheraton Valley Electric for keeping the lights on in southern Iowa with a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Here's a stand-up by Colton Bartow for Wallert. Rowland drops down, grabs the legs, and takes him back to the mat on a return off the mat, so there's no change in position. And with 7 seconds to go, we will reset it at the center of the mat. Bartow gets set. Rowland covers.
Here's his path to get to the finals. His first round, Lucas Rowland won by a technical fall over Zane Williams of Webster City, 18-3. In the second round, the quarterfinals, he won by decision over Jack Nehaus of West Delaware Manchester by a score of 8-3. And then in the semifinals, defeated Paul Ryan from Mount Vernon by a score of 8-5 to get here right now. And he leads 2-0.
He's had a very, very good tournament here for the Prairie City Monroe Mustangs. Want to shout out to all those fine folks that are listening in Prairie City and Monroe and all throughout that part of our big footprint that is 96.7. We go to the second period, and it'll be Rowland taking down. Quickly gets a stand-up, busts out of there with hand control, and gets the escape 10 seconds into this second period. It's Lucas Rowland with the escape and the lead, 3-0. Bartow from Dubuque Wallert trying to work a collar tie. It looks to me like he might feel very comfortable on his feet working throws, but it has been very good control of the hands by Lucas Rowland that has eliminated him any chances to get around, get any type of a underhook or a headlock on Lucas Rowland. Colton Bartow now circling at the center of the mat with Lucas Rowland. A minute 20 left in the second period of this 170-pound championship match in Class 2A. Class 3A matchup, it's Saracen from Cedar Rapids Kennedy with a 5-3 lead over Waukee's Anthony Zach.
Which becomes a big match because of the team race between Waukee and Fort Dodge. I don't think Fort Dodge has walked away with it yet. Waukee's got a couple more wrestlers.
What I thought was a pretty good shot in there by Colton Bartow, Lucas Rowland had no trouble fighting off. He got a little bit of inside position and underhooked the arm of Colton Bartow and stopped his progress, and then comes right back in, gets in on a single leg, switches to a double, and dumps him onto his stomach for a 2-point takedown and a 5-0 lead for Lucas Rowland for PCM. He is in control of this match with 1 minute left in the second period. It is all Lucas Rowland here at 2A, 170 pounds. And that spells a little bit of negativity for our Centerville folks that are hoping to get a top five finish, because if Lucas Rowland gets this win, it will be PCM leapfrogging them from sixth into fifth. And
they're going to flip-flop. PCM's in sixth right now, and they're a half a point behind. And just a win right here, it will be 4 points for PCM. And we still got a lot of time left. There's a minute 12, but I got to say, I am rooting for PCM. We want Southern Iowa to bring home.
Where's his opponent from?
He's from Dubuque Wallards.
Okay.
Yeah, Lucas Rowland is competing against Dubuque Wallards' Colton Bartow here in the championship.
Is the team that's leading.
That's right. And I really am rooting for Lucas Rowland. He's had a great season. He's got another year left, and we caught a lot of his matches last year. He is a good kid, and looking forward to watching him ascend to the top of this podium. If he can hold on in the third period, he's going to take a big lead into that third period. He leads 5-0. He will start this period covering Dubuque Wallers, Colton Bartow. Folks, you're listening to live high school championship wrestling action on 96.7. This is Lucas Rowland from PCM trying to close out a championship in Class 2A, 170 pounds, for the Prairie City Monroe Mustangs. There's an escape by Bartow. He had a good stand up there, and Rowland just cut him. That's the first point of the match for Bartow. So 5-1 the score now, and it's pressure being applied by Rowland. He drops down to a single leg. He's got Bartow right at the edge outside the circle. Now Rowland circles so that his feet are outside the circle, and he's putting the pressure on, pushing Bartow back towards the center of the mat. Bartow now circles so that he is at the edge of the mat, and it's a double leg shot in here by Rowland. The pressure is definitely being applied by Rowland as there are 1 minute and 15 seconds left, and we go off the mat out of bounds. We'll reset it on our feet with a 5-1 score in Class 2A 170.
All right, 170 and 3A. Saracen extends his lead 9-3 over Zach of Waukee. So it looks like Waukee's not going to be able to get those bonus points. There's 37 seconds left. And Waukee does get a point here, 9-4 on the stalling call. But the key match is here. We got 58 seconds left for Lucas Rowland to bring home a state title for PCM.
He is on the mat. One loss against 48 wins here for the PCM junior. He is on his feet. He had a good single leg shot in there at the edge of the mat, and they go off the mat out of bounds. And we're back to the center of the mat wrestling. Clock ticking down through 40 seconds here in this third and final period, barring a big four-point feet-to-back move by Colton Bartow from Dubuque Wallards. Now with the thumb in the neck of his opponent, Lucas Rowland is keeping separation. He's wrestling very defensively. He knows he's got that big four-point lead. He can afford to give up a couple stall calls. He can also afford to give up a takedown. He's just got to make sure that he doesn't get taken feet to back here in the final 10 seconds of his 170-pound championship matchup. And it is going to be a championship for Lucas Rowland from PCM. He finishes the match on his feet. He wins by the score of 5-1. Congratulations, PCM's Lucas Rowland.
You know, just looking back at Lucas Rowland, he got seventh place at 138 pounds as a freshman, got fifth place last year as a sophomore, and a state champion this year with one year left to go. He's looking to be a four-time state place winner and a possible two-time state champion.
And a really exciting match in Class 1A, 170 pounds. Gabe Pauly came in here undefeated with a perfect 55-0 record, and he was all knotted up with Bryce Werdeman from Lisbon, and in the final seconds, he scores the point to be the winner, the champion, 6-5. So congratulations to Gabe Pauly from AHSTW, and I'm not exactly sure what that acronym is. It's probably 16... communities and townships that got together, and that's what they came up with.
I can't remember.
I'll look it up.
There's too many of them that are that close to make us look, but right now Lisbon leads the